dugout and to the field, it's time for high school baseball on Cantaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Cantaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
A little bit of rain's not going to stop us here this afternoon as we bring you a ranked baseball matchup here in Class 2-1A from Onega, Kansas, home of the Buffaloes. They welcome in the Dragons of Valley Falls and what should be a fantastic baseball matchup here for you on KNCA 103.9 FM. Good afternoon, Brandon Tamman with you, and also a ranked studio producer. That's Kirk Hillman on the ones and twos, keeping us locked in and on the air here this afternoon. Well, again, it's Valley Falls at Onega, battle of top 10 teams in the classification that is known as 2-1A. And we'll start with the home team, the Buffaloes, number 6 in the latest rankings. They actually dropped a couple of spots a couple of weeks ago. They were as high as number 4 in Class 2-1A, but the latest rankings this week, down a couple of spots after a split their last time out against St. Mary's Academy on Monday, losing the first game 3-0, but an 8-1 win in game number 2. This is, again, an Onega team that comes in with a record of 13-3. They have already surpassed their win total from the last two seasons, and they have certainly been one of the brighter stories here in Northeast Kansas on the diamond. Now for Valley Falls, nothing really new for them despite not winning the league championship this year. The Northeast Kansas League went to Oskaloosa in 2023, and they were swept by the Bears on Monday, which clinched that Northeast Kansas League title for Oski, 7-3 and 10-4, but still Valley Falls comes in with a record of 14-4, and we got two of the best again here in Class 2-1A. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. We'll get you the lineup cards and first pitch. It's coming your way next, right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kellerman Insurance in Holton.
My name is Cindy Weiler, and I have 24 years in personal lines insurance. I quote not only home and auto, but travel trailer, ATV, motorcycle, and boat. We have many companies that we quote with for your property. Call or come by, and we can find one that best fits your needs.
I'm Cindy Howard. We've been here, trust us, based on our 121 years of combined insurance experience. Give us a call or visit us at kellermaninsurance.com and see what we can do for you today.
At Ron Kirk's Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ron Kirk's Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From painless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
It's the Buffaloes and the Dragons here this afternoon from Onega. It's a gloomy day, a little bit of rain prior to first pitch, but it's not going to stop or delay anything. It appears we're going to be okay for this one as we got the two of the better teams in Class 2-1A with Valley Falls number 8 in the rankings and the Onega Buffaloes number 6 in the latest ranks this week in the classification. Plenty of storylines once again, and may have to take another break here prior to first pitch, but before we do that, looks like they're doing a little bit of honors here and some starting lineups. And speaking of starting lineups, let's bring it to you right now in the lineup cards here for today, and we'll start with the team that is batting first. That will be Valley Falls Dragons, 14-4. This is their final regular season series, as these two teams could potentially meet up in a regional tournament in a couple of weeks. We'll talk more about that as everything progresses. But again, the Dragons at 14 wins and 4 losses, runner-up finish in the Northeast Kansas League. They will go like this. Hayden Carney, the sophomore, is leading off. He is pitching today for the Dragons. Senior catcher is Thayer Coleman. He bats second. Zach Evans, the junior third baseman, he hits third. Cleanup spot is senior Dylan Cervantes, the shortstop, and he bats fourth. Carter Pickerel is the freshman. He is in right field batting fifth. Miles Rich, a sophomore in left field, he bats sixth. Dylan Herring is a freshman. He is the designated hitter today. A.J. Reeves, the freshman at second base, he bats eighth. And then ninth in the order, rounding out the lineup for Valley Falls, it is Grant Meyer, the freshman in center field. And then the flex position playing in the defense is Brady Nellis, a freshman. He will play at first base. So again, for Valley Falls, Carney is pitching, Coleman is catching, Evans at third, Cervantes at short, Pickerel in right, Rich in left, Herring the DH, Reeves at second, and Myers in center field, with Nellis playing defense at first base today. For Onega, the Buffaloes, 13 wins and 3 losses, number 6 in the classification. They will go like this. Jackson Coulterman is a sophomore. He is at shortstop. He will lead things off. Zach Fisher, one of the best in the state, senior at third base today. Pitching is Colby Simpkins, the senior. He bats third. L.J. Kelzer is a sophomore, batting cleanup in center field. At the number 5 spot, it's Jeremiah Dorsey, a senior at second base. Race Fisher is a junior playing first base. He bats 6th. Bottom third of the order, number 7 spot, is Colby Fordham, the senior in right field. Hunter Lehman is a junior catcher. He bats 8th. And Dylan Magnet, he is the sophomore DH, rounding out the lineup. A final 2-minute timeout. First pitch is coming your way next.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
When you see those commercials on TV from the big global banks, remember, they don't give a hoot about you or us here in Kansas. Instead, when you bank in your hometown, your money stays in the local economy and it recirculates many times over.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's tough to find a mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, some fireworks going off as we get set for first pitch between Valley Falls and Onega here this afternoon. Buffaloes, the home team in their white uniforms. Dragons, the road team in their white uniforms. So we got two teams rocking the white unis today as the home team Buffaloes take the field. Defensively, they line up with Simpkins pitching, Lehman the catcher, Race Fisher at first, Dorsey is at second, Coulterman at short, Zach Fisher, at third base. Vinneberg is in left, Kelzer in center, Fordham is in right field. For Valley Falls, it'll be Carney, Coleman, and Evans. Top three in the order to lead things off here. Cervantes in the cleanup spot if one of those four, or three, I should say, are able to get on. Valley Falls, they were swept by Oskaloosa, the Bears, the NEKL champs here in 2023. Bears, a couple of wins, 7-3 and 10-4. Valley Falls had won 9-10 prior to that doubleheader sweep and loss for the pair on Monday. But still, this is a Valley Falls team that has been good for years. They finished third place at the state tournament a year ago. 2 years ago in 2021, they were runner-up. They have won 20-plus games in each of the last 2 years, and certainly another deep run could get to that number once again in 2023. Buffaloes, again, number 6 in 2-1-A, 13-3, split with St. Mary's Academy on Monday, as it's Hayden Carney, the sophomore pitcher, leading things off here for Valley Falls. Bats from the right side, and the pitcher today, Colby Simpkins, for the Buffaloes, a 5-2 record with a 2.40 ERA coming in. First pitch is fouled away for strike one, and we are underway. Aiden Carney, again a sophomore, who is pitching today. Next pitch, just missing low, ball one. Now one ball and one strike. Carney's played in all of the games this year and has a .491 average. Ground ball foul. Third base side, and now down in the count, 1-2. Mentioning again, a .491 average for Carney. He has 26 hits and he has driven in 17. That's tied for second best on the team. Ground ball again, foul. On the same spot down the third base line. We'll do it again at one ball and two strikes. Dragons 20 wins a year ago, third place at state. Next pitch by Simpkins is low, now evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. We got two really good pitchers on the mound today, with Carney rocking a 2.40 ERA. Next one fouled out of play, so Carney really battling here. And this first AB stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Then again, Simpkins mentioned his mark, 5-2, just over a 2.4 ERA. There's the 2-2, and it's fouled away again. So stays 2 balls and 2 strikes as Carney really battling here with Coleman due up next. Just getting going, no score. One batter in. Two of the top 10 teams in Class 2-1A. Just inside, missing. Carney backs out of the way, and the count runs full at 3-2. Next pitch is popped up. Pretty deep, playable in left field. And moving into the gap, left center field, to make the catch is Vinneberg. And that retires Hayden Carney, and that's the first out of the game. Senior catcher Thayer Coleman. Coleman has also appeared in every game this season, a .233 average, 10 hits and 7 driven in. That's from the right side. First pitch, Simpkins way upstairs for ball number one. Slight bend to the knees. Off speed, it bends in there for a strike. And it's 1-1 now on Coleman. Next pitch popped out of play. Simpkins working with good pace. Coleman needs to protect a little bit, now down to 1-2. Simpkins lifts and fires, swung on and missed. He took a little bit off, and an off-speed pitch retires Coleman. 2-2. First strikeout for Simpkins. That'll bring up Zach Evans, the junior third baseman. First pitch is jammed towards the third base side, and Fisher makes a nice play over there to retire the side. So quickly, 3-3. We've played half an inning, no score, with the Buffaloes coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with 3 local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our 3 locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
KNZA.
Just getting going. Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman with you. Part of our area game of the week here on this gloomy Thursday afternoon. Temperature-wise, very chill and not too bad. The rain's kind of moved on. It was coming down here a little bit in Onega prior to first pitch, but lights are on, the clouds are in the sky, and no score here as we get set for the bottom of the first inning. Buffaloes will have Jackson Coulterman leading things off. Zach Fisher, Colby Simpkins will follow. If one of those three are able to get on, L.J. Kelzer, the sophomore, in that cleanup spot. Pitching, Hayden Carney for Valley Falls. Carney making his 7th appearance on the bump, a 2-0 record with a 2.57 ERA. 16 1/3 innings pitch, 23 strikeouts. He has walked 12. So here we go. Buffaloes will lead things off. No score, bottom of the first. As Coulterman will step in. He has appeared in all 16 games, .415 is his batting average. This will be his 70th plate appearance.
Number 2, Jackson Coulterman.
22 hits. He has driven in 15. He has scored 34 runs. That's the top mark for this 13-3 Buffalo squad. He is a righty. Stands up in the box. Carney gets the sign, shakes the head, yes, approves of it, lifts the left knee, fires the pitch, and is off speed in there for a strike. Dragons went 3-up, 3-down in the top half. Holterman leading things off here, the sophomore shortstop, the 0-1, popped up. Potentially playable, Coleman, the catcher, now it's going to work its way out to third base, and that is going to be caught by Zach Evans for the first out. One of the best players in the state, Zach Fisher, steps in, our reigning athlete of the week in a monster week. A couple of wins last week over Jackson Heights. He has been sensational this season, a 532 average. Bats in the two hole, first pitch in there for a strike from Carney. The 68th plate appearance for Fisher. He has scored 31 runs, 25 hits, and 20 driven in. A little bit out in front, and he fouls this one out of play. And he's quickly down in the count, no balls and two strikes. He's top five in the state in stolen bases and also in runs scored. Coulterman also up there in the runs scored department. There's a swing and a miss on a pitch that was low and in the dirt, and completing the strikeout down to first in plenty of time. And a nice pitch by Carney to take a little bit off, and that's his first strikeout. Two up, two down now for Colby Simpkins. We've seen five batters here in the first. All five have been retired. A senior pitcher, Colby Simpkins. Carney's first pitch. In there for a strike. So all three batters here in the first, Carney is led off with a first pitch strike. Working with good pace, another shake of the head, yes. Lifts and fires, and fouling this one out of play. And Simpkins, he is down in the count 0-2. Carney's trying to match Simpkins in the quick first inning of play, trying to go three up and three down. Here is the 0-2. Ground ball right back to Carney on the mound. Easy toss to first, and the out is recorded. Three up and three down. So both pitchers starting off very nicely here this afternoon. No scores. We head to the second inning of play here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Time for a spring checkup on your AC units? You want to make sure they're working right on that very first hot day. Contact John's Repair today to schedule a $99 special to clean the unit, check the Freon, and change the air filters. Contact John's Repair today, 785-969-6400. That's 969-6400.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
Taryn Ray, Consumer Loan Officer at the Farmers State Bank.
We offer competitive interest rates and terms on new and older vehicles. So if you have a car that you found that you're interested in and you give me that information, then I can give you a look at your payment amount and if that fits in your budget. So you can go to a dealership and buy a car with confidence.
Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
First inning fairly quick, no score. Onega and Valley Falls here this afternoon. Two top 10 teams and Class 2-1A battling it out here late in the regular season. Onega is hosting a regional tournament here in a couple of weeks. These two teams currently 1-2 in the standings of that regional. Simpkins starts the second. First pitch to Dylan Cervantes is fouled away for strike number one. Senior shortstop Dylan Cervantes, such a career for Valley Falls, multi-sport athlete. Cervantes, a 571 average coming in. Ground ball foul just left of the third base line. It's 0-2. So both pitchers are very aggressive here early. Simpkins, a hard-throwing righty. just attacking the zone. And he is ahead at 0-2. Shakes off one side, now shakes off his second. Cervantes will step out of the box. Now gets right back into it. Simpkins approving of this one. There's the pitch. Jam shot right side, but right at the second baseman. And Jeremiah Dorsey, he makes the catch. And Cervantes is retired for the first out in inning number two. Carter Pickerel, the freshman right fielder. And he's swinging at the first pitch, and he lines the first base hit into left field. Takes a long turnaround first, so one pitch. He liked it, put it out into left, a line drive single. It's our first hit of the game. He's at first with just one out. So Pickerel at first base, one out. Miles Rich, the sophomore left fielder, steps in. 3.21 average coming in. And he fouls away the first pitch, strike number one. Both of these teams like to steal bases. Yeah, Pickerel over there at first. And right when I say that, they throw back over there to keep him honest. Pickerel not so much, but he's got four stolen bases this year. There's a strike on the inside corner. And once again, quickly, a Dragon batter is down in the count 0-2. Simpkins out of the stretch for the first time. Fires. Popped up. Playable right side. This is going to be caught by the right fielder by Fordham, and he gets it in quickly. No advance at first base by Pickerel. He stays there. Now two outs. And it's up to Dylan Herring, the freshman DH. Dylan Herring has only seen a couple of games this season. Has not played a whole lot. He swings and misses at a first pitch fastball, and he's down 0-1. A one out. Carter Pickerel single. He's at first base. Two outs. 0-1 count. Next pitch swung on and missed. Way behind on these fastballs. And Simpkins trying to get out of the inning after giving up that one-out single with no damage done. Long look, fires, three straight swing and misses, and that's how you get it done. Heavy heat with the fastball there, so a one-out single does no harm. We head to the bottom of the second inning. No score between Valley Falls and Onega.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed three new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons. That's bale beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
KNZA.
No runs, one hit, and one left on base for Valley Falls in the top of the second inning. No scores. We hit bottom of inning number two. Brandon and Kurt with you. Buffaloes will have LJ Kelzer lead things off, followed by Jeremiah Dorsey and then Race Fisher. LJ Kelzer, the sophomore center fielder, has a 3.65 average, plate appearance number 63. Carney's first pitch, fouled away down the third base line for strike one. Carney retired the Buffaloes' top three in order in the first. A pop out, a ground out, and a strikeout. LJ, a right-handed hitter against Carney, the right-handed thrower. Here is the 0-1. And this one is popped up, center field, playable. And coming on to make a nice running catch is Meyer in center field. Went kind of messing with that one a little bit, but nonetheless, great play defensively. And that's the first out here in the bottom of the second. A senior second baseman, Jeremiah Dorsey. Good bend to his knees, a little wiggle with the bat over the right shoulder, batting from the right side. First pitch by Carney is inside for ball one. Dorsey, a 306 average, plate appearance number 61. Next pitch inside, now 2-0. Hits, he has driven in 14. Here's the 2-0. And a foul straight back and out of play. Now two balls and one strike. The Buffaloes last season, they were 10-10. Season ended in the regional semifinals with a loss to St. Mary's. The year before that, 2021, they were 11-11 overall. Right now they come into today with a 13-3 mark and a number 6 ranking in 2-1A. Next pitch missed a little bit low. It's now 3-1 here to Dorsey. Carney into the windup, fires, and it's low for ball four. First base runner for the Buffaloes. It is a one-out walk to Dorsey. Here's Race Fisher, the junior first baseman, with Dorsey at first and one out. A right-handed hitter. First time Carney has to settle out of the stretch. Fires the first pitch, and low and in the dirt, ball one. Dorsey at first, 6 stolen bases this year. Buffaloes came in with 88 stolen bags here through 16 games. There's a swing and a miss. Good off-speed pitch by Carney. Race Fisher a little bit out in front, 1-1. Long look for Carney, now fires. This one is hit well down the left field line, and this one is right off the fence. Here's the throw into third, and everybody is safe. It's a double off the fence for the junior first baseman, Race Fisher, and now second and third with one out, and the Buffaloes threatening to score here in the second. Dorsey, first to third, Fisher straight off the fence in left field. With a one-out double. And that is his second double of the season. And now a chance here for Colby Fordham, the senior right fielder, to get the Buffaloes on the board first. Here in the bottom of the second inning. And he shows bunt, puts it down, but foul. And the count will start 0-1. And we'll see if he wants to continue showing the bunt as he gets a call from third base coach and head coach Adam Kufall. Carney out of the stretch, second and third, one out here in the bottom of the second, no score. Here's a late swing and a ground ball, and it's right back to the pitcher, Carney, and he holds the runner at third. What a play by Carney on the mound. He hesitates to third, and having to go back was Dorsey, and then he fires to first for the out, so it stays second and third, but now two outs. And it's up to Hunter Lehman, the junior catcher. Lehman to 2.22 average. Chance to drive in the game's first run. No score, bottom two. A 1-0 count here. He takes first pitch a little bit high. Carney still out of the stretch, trying to get out of the inning unscathed. Next pitch upstairs again, 2-0. A flyout was followed by a walk and then a double. Then a ground out by Colby Fordham. Two outs and still two on. That one a little bit high and tight. 3-0. With Dylan Magnet, a sophomore, due up next. See what Carney does here with a 3-0. Fires it. And it's high again. Ball four. Four-pitch walk. And now the bases are loaded for the number 9 hitter in the order. Dylan Magnet, the sophomore DH. A 159 average for Dylan. Seven hits and 44 at-bats. He's got the bases loaded with two outs here and a 0-0 game in the bottom of the second. First pitch is high for Carney, ball one. Five straight balls now thrown by Carney, and most of those have been up. Carney now working out of the stretch with the bases loaded. Or correction, out of the windup. He goes back to the windup, and the next pitch is outside. 2-0 and six straight out of the zone for Carney. Dorsey at third, Race Fisher at second, Lehman at first. And there's a strike right at the knees. A close, close call. Home plate umpire says strike number one. It's 2-1. No score, bottom two. Dragons trying to hold off here, and there's a swing and a foul off, and it's now 2-2. Buffalo's trying to score first, but Carney trying to get out of a jam where Valley Falls had second and third and one out. Now the bases are loaded with two outs. A 0-0 game in the bottom of the second. 2-2 count here on Magnet. Here's the windup and pitch from Carney. Off speed and high. Now 3-2. Everybody set to move here. A walk would score a run. Big pitch. Here is the 3-2. And it gets away. Ball four. And the first run of the game scored by the Buffaloes via a walk, and they lead it 1-0. Dorsey in from third. Fisher to third. Lehman up to second. Magnet credit with the RBI walk. As easy of an RBI as you can get. And now we flip back to the top of the order with Jackson Coulterman. And a meeting on the mound here for Valley Falls as they now trail by a 1-0 score. Appreciate everyone tuning in for us here this afternoon. Might have a broadcast for you next week. Some local teams have already wrapped up their regular seasons. May have a broadcast for you on Thursday next week, depending on how the schedule shapes out. The week of the 15th through the 18th, that is the week of regionals. We'll have plenty of coverage, softball and baseball-wise, for you that week. But some teams have already wrapped up their regular seasons, but these two teams playing a doubleheader here today. First pitch, the Jackson Coulterman is fouled away for strike one. Bases are loaded still, two outs, a 1-0 lead here for Onega. Carney's pitch missing inside, and it's one ball and one strike. Coulterman popped out to third base his first time up. He's 0-1, but a big RBI chance here to add on to this inning. There's a swing and an off-speed pitch that's fouled away. And Coulterman now needs to protect. It's 1-2. A bases-loaded walk. Scratching across the first run here in the second. A 1-0 Buffaloes lead. Carney out of the windup. That one gets away. There's not a lot of room between home plate and then the backstop, so runners trying to get away from third and score on a wild pitch. It's very tough to do. 2-2 count. Here on Coulterman. And the pitch. And he swings at a high fastball and a huge strikeout for Carney. But nonetheless, the Buffaloes strike first on a bases-loaded walk. 1-0 through two innings here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital Capital in Holton.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
To the top of the third we go. Buffaloes at home here today with the 1-0 lead on Valley Falls. Brandon Tamman with you. Kirk Kilman in studio. A bases loaded walk. The bottom of the second inning, scratching across the game's lone run so far. Valley Falls number 8 in Class 2-1A. Buffaloes at number 6 in the latest Kansas Baseball Coaches Association rankings. And both these teams down the road here in a couple of weeks could meet potentially in a regional final. Simpkins. First pitch, check swing, and going around is A.J. Reeves for strike one. Reeves, Meyer, and Carney do up here for the Dragons in the third. Wind's starting to pick up. This one has popped up. First base side, but in foul territory. Making the catch is Race Fisher for out number one. Grant Meyer, the freshman center fielder, now steps in for Valley Falls. Fouls the first pitch back for strike one. Plate appearance number 51 for Grant Meyer. And now the rain is starting to fall. It's a good thing we are covered up. But now a little bit of pace to this rain. A 1-0 lead for Onega in the top of the third, and there's a swing and a miss strikeout. Meyer is down swinging, and quickly up and two down. That is the third strikeout recorded by Simpkins. Top of the order, Hayden Carney. And a shot to third, and a beautiful throw for Fisher across the diamond, and that does it. Three up and three down quickly. We ended the bottom of the third inning, a little bit of rain, a 1-0 Onega lead.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green Snap and wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473. Or check them out on that there internet online at WilsonTireKS.com.
KNZA.
Well, the rain's starting to fall here in Onega as the Dragons trail the Buffaloes by a 1-0 score. As we hit the bottom of inning number 3, 2, 3, and 4 in the order for the Buffaloes with Fisher, Simpkins, and Kelzer. The one run for Onega in the bottom of the second inning via a bases-loaded walk. Could have had maybe a little bit bigger of an inning, but Hayden Carney able to limit that damage to just the one run. And a 1-0 lead for number 6 in 2-1A over number 8 in 2-1A. So here's Zach Fisher, struck out swinging his first time up. And first pitch takes all the way for strike number 1. Fisher, his numbers both at the plate and on the mound, I'm sure will garner some All-State honors once this season is done in about a month or so. Less than that. He's been sensational, takes one a little bit inside, one ball and one strike. He was top five in strikeouts, and now he takes one off the shoulder. He's hit by the pitch, and he'll take first. So Fisher on for a first time today. That brings up Colby Simpkins, senior pitcher. Fisher at first and nobody out. A 1-0 lead for the Buffaloes here at home. And the rain is out and coming down. The Buffalo's got a good setup here. A lot of the bleachers pretty much covered. There are some people down the line a little bit. Here's a pickoff throw to first base. Fisher back in time safely. Fisher top five in the state in stolen bases. 20 coming in. I think the Dragons note the scouting report. Fisher takes a nice lead. A long, long hold here for Carney as he gets the sign. Fisher looks like he wants to go. Doesn't take off. First pitch is low to Simpkins for ball one. A 1-0 lead, bottom three. Carney out of the stretch. Fisher at first to get a nice lead. Carney taking his time and fires. Fisher takes off, pitches outside, and no throw. Stolen base number 21 for Zach Fisher. The exchange for Coleman, the catcher, was a little bit off. I don't know if even a good transition and throw there would have got Fisher out. The athleticism there, good jump, good speed, easy stolen base for number 21. Now he's at second with nobody out. Next pitch up and in to Simpkins, and now he has the advantage at 3-0. Rain still continues to come down a little bit. Next pitch in the dirt, ball four. Good start here for the Buffaloes. Fisher at second. Now Simpkins takes first with L.J. Kelzer stepping in. He flew out to center his first time up. But he's got first and second with nobody out. His team up 1-0 here in the bottom of the third. Carney taking his time here. Now gathers, fires. Fisher takes off for third. No throw by Coleman. A double steal, and both are safe. Stolen base number 22 now for Zach Fisher. And for Colby Simpkins, that is stolen base number 25. Two of the best in the state in terms of that department. This one is popped up right side. The foul territory and out of play. Counts 0-2 here on Kelzer. Zach Fisher at third. Colby Simpkins at second. Nobody out. 0-2 count here to Kelzer. 1-0 Onega lead here in the bottom of the third. Threatening to add to it. Here's Carney now out of the windup. Popped up. It was a high fastball. Playable right side. It's close to the line. And the catch is made. And it's going to be deep enough to score a run. It's going to be a sacrifice fly. So a very productive at-bat for L.J. Kelzer. A sack fly to right field makes it 2-0 Onega. So Fisher in from third. Simpkins able to take third. Kelzer drives in a run. 2-0 the score. Now one out and a runner at third. For Jeremiah Dorsey, who walked and scored the lone run in the second. Carney out of the windup here. First pitch inside, but catches the corner for strike one. For Kelzer, that RBI, number 19 for him. That one via a sacrifice fly. Next pitch by Carney outside. One ball and one strike. Race Fisher due up next. Rain dying down just a touch, but still coming down a little bit. Carney's next pitch is hit towards right field, and it's down for a hit. and it gets underneath the legs of Pickerel in right field. It's 3-0, and that's going to be a double for Jeremiah Dorsey down the line. He drives in a run, a 3-0 Onega lead. An inside-out swing, and he's at second base as Simpkins easily scoring in from third. And now, Race Fisher with a runner in scoring position and one out. For Jeremiah Dorsey, RBI number 15. Carney out of the stretch. When Dorsey at second base and one out. Two have scored. Buffalo's 3-0 their lead. First pitch to Race Fisher is in there for a strike. He doubled his first time up. Was left stranded at third. The bases were loaded when that second inning concluded. Carney's next pitch. Check swing, held it back, and it's a ball low in the dirt, one ball and one strike. A hit batter, a walk, a sac fly, and a double. For the Buffaloes here in the third, they have scored two to lead 3-0. Carney gets the call and drills Fisher in the back. Second hit batter of the inning. And now first and second and one out for Colby Fordham. A senior right fielder grounded out to the pitcher his first time up. Looks like the rain has stopped now momentarily. The Buffaloes continuing a nice inning here, still with one out. A 3-0 lead. First pitch high to Fordham for ball one. Dorsey at second, Race Fisher at first. Carney really exhausting himself here this inning, and this is hit well towards the gap, and it's going to go under the glove of the left fielder, Rich. One run is in. Race Fisher to third. They'll hold him there, and it's an RBI double, and now a 4-0 lead for the Buffaloes. They decide to hold Race Fisher at third base. And for Colby Fordham, that is his 10th RBI of the season. It's now a 4-0 Buffaloes lead, and the inning continues with second and third, and still one out. First pitch low, and Hunter Lehman takes ball one, who walked in his first at bat. And now you can kind of see it with Carney a little bit on the mound. Not quite as sharp as he was in the first two innings. Next pitch, swung on and missed. One ball and one strike here to Hunter Lehman. Race Fisher at third, Colby Fordham at second. Three have scored. Buffalo's a 4-0 lead here, still batting in the bottom of the third. Next one, swung on and missed. Good stuff, back-to-back, couple low fastballs, Lehman over the top of both, it's 1-2. Can Carney get a big strikeout here? Dragons could use it. Here's the 1-2. Not this time in the dirt, 2-2. Here is the 2-2 to Lehman. In there, curls in an off-speed pitch for strike number three and a huge second out here for the Dragons. Now the sophomore DH, Dylan Magnet, walked with the bases loaded in the second inning. And now with two outs in the bottom of the third, he has second and third. First pitch, two Magnets in there for strike. Carney now back to the windup. Next pitch, just missing inside. Good location, didn't get the call. It's 1-1. Buffalo scored once on a hit in the second. They have tallied three here in the third. They lead 4-0. This one is popped up, but out of play. Into the street behind us, and it's 1-2. If Magnet's able to do something here and get on, Colterman would step in. And the Buffaloes would officially bat around here in the third. Next pitch in the dirt. Good job there by Coleman, the catcher, to get down on a knee to get in front of it. The count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fisher at third, Fordham at second, 2-2 count, two outs, 4-0 Onega here in the third. And a foul ball just getting a piece as Magnet to stay alive. Buffalo's 13 wins and 3 losses. They split 2 on Monday at St. Mary's Academy. Lost game 1 3-0, but won 8-1 in game 2. Had won 6 of 7 prior to that doubleheader split on Monday. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Carney out of the windup and fires. Swing and a miss. Strike 3 in the inning is done. But the Buffaloes scratch off 3 more. And at the end of 3, Buffaloes with a 4-0 lead at home here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send 2 trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
We start the fourth inning here from Onega. Buffaloes at home, a 4-0 lead here over Valley Falls. And there Coleman leads off for the Dragons here against Colby Simpkins in a first pitch swing and a miss for strike number one. Next pitch missing a little bit low, 1 ball, 1 strike. Coleman struck out his first time up. Leads things off here in the fourth. Simpkins has been dominant through 3. He's allowed just 1 hit, and he has struck out 3. And a foul down the left side. 1 ball and 2 strikes here to Coleman. So officially for the Buffaloes, in the bottom of the third, 3 runs on 2 doubles. They left 2 on base. 2 batters were hit. There's a swing and a miss for strike 3. 4 strikeouts now for Coleman. He's retired via the strikeout for a second time, and that brings up Zach Evans. Evans lined out the third his first time up, 0 for 1. 1 out, nobody on here in the top of the fourth. Dragons trailing here against the Buffaloes 4-0. First pitch fastball with some heat in there for a strike. Simpkins really pounding the zone early and often. And now this is lined right back up the middle into center field, and that's a hit, and that gets away. And now slipping around first and trying to go to second was Evans, but he'll stay true with a single there after coming up a little bit gimpy around first base. But nonetheless, it is the second hit of the afternoon for Valley Falls. He gives the thumbs up. He's good to go. But a sharp single to center. And the Dragons have a little life here in the fourth. Simpkins now back to the stretch. Evans very athletic. First pitch in the dirt gets away, and Evans is going to get away easily down to second base via the wild pitch. So he's into scoring position with 1 out. Dylan Cervantes, count 1-0. Lined out to second. His first time up. Very dangerous hitter in this Dragons lineup. And he rips one to right field, but standing right there, right place and right time, was Fordham. He hit that so hard, Fordham didn't have to move an inch. Catches the line drive, no advance by Evans at second, and now 2 outs. So Cervantes 0 for 2. He's lined out twice. That one was hard. And now Carter Pickerel will try to get this runner home from second. First pitch by Simpkins in there at the knees for a strike. Pickerel had the first hit of the game back in the second. Next pitch in the dirt. One ball and one strike. Simpkins again out of the stretch, looking back at Evans at second. There's a swing and a miss. And Pickerel now down in the count, 1-2. Evans at second base with two outs. A 1-2 count here in the top of the fourth. Buffalo's at home with a 4-0 lead. Simpkins came in with a 5-2 record on the bump with a 2.40 ERA. Next pitch a little bit high and tight. 2-2 here to Pickerel. Pickerel came in with a 240 batting average. Here's the 2-2. And a time called right as the pitch was thrown, so it's not going to count. It'll stay 2-2, and Simpkins taps his chest, says, "My bad." But we'll try it again at 2-2. Evans at second, two outs. Dragons trying to get on the board. There's a swing and a miss, and a loud yell for Simpkins off the mound with the fastball and the strikeout. So now, 3.5 in the books. Buffaloes look good. 4-0 their lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At The Pines in Houlton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, The Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, The Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at The Pines in Houlton. Our family caring for yours.
At Foster Ford and Houlton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Houlton.
KNZA.
Bottom of the fourth inning coming up. 4-0 Onega here on their home diamond over Valley Falls in this ranked matchup here this afternoon on KNZA. Brandon Kurt with you. You know, late in the season, 4 runs, 3 hits so far for the Buffaloes. No runs, 2 hits for Valley Falls. Carney back to work. And he will face the top of the order here with Jackson Coulterman. First pitch is high for ball one. Coulterman 0 for 2, a pop out and a strikeout. And he leads off here in the fourth with his team leading 4-0. Next pitch just a bit inside, now 2-0. Buffalo scored 1 in the second on a bases loaded walk, and then 3 in the third. L.J. Kelser had a sack fly. Jeremiah Dorsey had an RBI double. Colby Fordham had an RBI double. And the 2-0 is outside. Now 3 balls and no strikes here to Coulterman. With the way Simpkins is pitching, this 4-0 deficit might feel like an 8-0 deficit. There's a pitch that's in there for Carney. Now 3-1. Simpkins has been very good, and Dragons can't afford to give up too much more, and there's a swing and a miss. Pitch that was maybe outside of the zone, but nonetheless, from 3-0 it goes to 3-2. This will be a big first out if Carney can come back and get Coulterman here. Here is the 3-2. And a foul off left side on a pitch that was a little bit up. Took a little bit off that one, just out in front, but got a piece. So a 3-2 count. No outs, nobody on. Bottom of the fourth. Buffalo's the 4-0 lead. Another try here. 3-2, Carney's pitch. It is high for ball four. And Coulterman's on for a first time. And now Zach Fisher. He struck out in his first at-bat, and he was hit by a pitch, tallied a couple stolen bases, and scored off the sac fly from Kelser in the third. Coulterman with nobody out. Carney now right back to the stretch. Coulterman about a three-step lead at first. Carney throwing it back that way, and he's back safely. Coming into today's game, Buffalo's had 88 stolen bases as a team. There's a pitch that's low. Good stop there by the catcher, Coleman. And it's 1-0 here on Zach Fisher. Very dangerous hitter. The rain has stopped. It's cooled down just a touch, a little bit windy. Battling through some. Ooh, and the umpire takes one. Looked like right off the face mask, that one that was swung on and missed. And everyone is good to go. So now a 1-1 count here on Fisher. Coulterman at first, led the inning off the walk. Has another 3.5 step lead over there. Now Carney throws back again, he's safe. The second time, Coulterman's had to dive back. Coulterman came into today with 14 stolen bases. A lot of these guys in the Buffalo's lineup, a threat to steal. Doesn't go. This one's hit well, right center field, but playable. And near diving catch is not made by the fielder Pickerel. Nearly made a spectacular catch, but it comes out of the glove. And the throw gets away from third, but everybody is safe. And it's a double for Zach Fisher. Coulterman first to third. Fisher a double, his first hit of the day. He's now reached two times. And Pickerel in right field nearly made a spectacular diving catch. And it just popped out of his glove. And for now, it goes down as a double. Now second and third, still nobody out. Colby Simpkins, he has walked and scored, and has also grounded out to the pitcher, and he shows bunt, and he fouls it away. They were trying to squeeze it. Coulterman was darting in from third. Count 0-1. And the Buffalo's threatening here to add to this 4-0 advantage. The bottom of the fourth. We'll see if Simpkins tries to show down the bunt once again. Carney has been battling all day here for the Dragons. Out of the windup. Now swinging away, and it's just inside the bag at third. It's a fair ball. That's going to drive in two. They'll be held to a single with Simpkins, but nonetheless, a 6-0 lead on the two RBI hit by Colby Simpkins. Coulterman in from third with ease. Fisher in from second with ease as well. A big two RBI single makes it 6-0 Onega here in the fourth. And for Simpkins, RBIs number 29 and 30. And they throw back to him at first quickly. He can also steal a base or two. He's got 24 of those. 25 actually after the one he had in the third inning after he took a walk. And now he's going. There's the throw by Coleman, and not in time. He's in there. Another stolen base for Simpkins. Now 26 on the year. Two have scored, still nobody out. 6-0 Onega here in the bottom of the fourth. Simpkins at second base with Kelser, who drove in one with a sack fly his last time up. Batting from the right side, the pitch. Swing and a miss on a pitch low and in the dirt. And for Kelser, he's down 0-2. Jeremiah Dorsey on deck, but the Buffaloes have had the advantage here really since the jump. They're adding to this lead up 6 here in the bottom of the fourth. Next pitch gets away, and now it skips away towards the pitcher in Carney, but no advance by Simpkins at second base. Simpkins drove in two with that single. Kelzer's driven in one. Fordham's driven in one. Magnet has an RBI. Everybody getting involved here for the Buffaloes today with their 6-0 lead. Carney, next pitch, and a little tap shot left side, but foul. Just staying alive. Here's Kelzer at 1-2. He had the sack fly in his last at bat. He also flew out to center. In the second, he has a runner at second with nobody out. Carney out of the stretch. Looking back at second, now lifts the knee and fires, and this one is hit out towards left field. Playable, though, for Rich, who makes the catch, gets it in quickly for a big first out. That'll bring up Jeremiah Dorsey. Dorsey has reached twice, a walk and a double. He has scored twice, and he has driven in one. One out, runner at second is Simpkins. Coulterman and Fisher have scored here in the inning. 6-0 Onega, bottom four. Carney out of the stretch. Fires in the first one. It's in the dirts. Locked by Coleman, and now a little bit lazy to get it back up, and Simpkins takes third base. Simpkins at third with one out. As he gets to third, now Carney goes back to the windup. And a swing and a miss there for Dorsey. And it's one ball and one strike. Carney again works quick. Next pitch off speed, a little bit low and outside, 2-1. One in the second, three in the third, two here in the fourth. 6-0 Buffalo's lead. They still got just one out and a runner at third. Here's Carney's next pitch. And this one is drilled into left field, and that drops in for a hit. That is the second run driven in by Dorsey. It is now 7-0 Onega. Just a sharp line drive single into left field. Race Fisher, the junior first baseman, steps in. 7-0 Buffaloes. Fisher is doubled and has been hit by a pitch. That's from the right side. Pops up the first pitch. Playable in the infield. Cervantes, shortstop side, moves to his left a little bit, makes the catch for the second out. So it's up now to Colby Fordham, senior right fielder, who was doubled in a run, also grounded out to the pitcher. But certainly the Buffaloes have done the damage here with three more runs in the fourth, and their lead is 7-0. Quick throw to first, and Dorsey is back in time. Buffaloes looking for win number 14. Well on their way, barring a big comeback by the Dragons. Next pitch low and in the dirt. Skips away. Dorsey able to take second without a throw. So he's up into scoring position with two outs in the count 1-0 on Fordham. Carney's still out of the stretch. Looks back at second. Now fires. Swing and a miss. Now one ball and one strike here on Fordham. And grounded out in the second, and an RBI double in the third. Carney's 1-1. Letter high for ball number two. And Cervantes comes into the mound in a quick meeting, him and Carney. Got to get the last out. Carney looks back and fires. High again. And it's now 3-1 with Hunter Lehman due up next. Here is the 3-1. High again, ball four. The Fordhams reach for a second time. The inning continues. Dorsey at second, Fordham at first. Lehman has to take off the catcher shin guards for his at-bat here. And Lehman steps in with a walk and a strikeout. Got an RBI chance here in the fourth. Three more have scored. 7-0 Buffaloes. Bottom of the fourth. Carney back to the stretch. Lifts and fires. Swing and a miss. Lehman out in front for strike one. Fordham at first, Dorsey at second. Carney's pitch. Just missing inside. Now even Stevens at one ball and one strike. Dragons just trying to get out of it. There's a swing and a miss. Lehman down, 1-2, needs to protect. So some highlights in this inning. A 2-RBI single by Simpkins. Fisher doubled. Dorsey drove in a run with a single as well. Everybody getting involved for the Buffaloes here today. The 1-2 outside. Now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Their lead is 7-0. Now a 2-2 count here with 2 outs. The pitch. It is high. And for Carney, when he misses, they have been up. Dylan Magnet waits in the on-deck circle. 3-2, 2 outs the pitch. This one is hit well, playable, left field. Rich moving to his left in the gap, makes the catch, and the side is retired. But another big inning for Onega as they scratch off three more. And after 4 innings of play, it's a 7-0 Buffaloes lead back here after quick timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Aging brings a variety of life changes, some welcome, some not. One change that is not a normal part of the aging process is depression or anxiety. Houlton Community Hospital's Senior Life Solutions is designed to meet the unique needs of individuals typically 65 and older experiencing depression and or anxiety related to life changes that are often associated with aging. If you would like more information, education, or discuss support, please call 785-364-9610. 364-9610.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch, Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local shelter agents, Don Fate in Houlton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Three more runs for the Buffaloes in the bottom of the fourth. They lead at home over Valley Falls by a score of 7-0. Buffaloes had 1 in the second, 3 in the third, 3 in the fourth. Colby Simpkins had a 2-RBI single. Dorsey drove in 1 with a single. Colterman, Fisher, Simpkins scoring the 3 runs in the fourth. And the number 6-ranked team in 2-1A. And now, all the momentum with the Buffaloes and Simpkins. Then Dynamite on the mound, and he leads off in a first pitch swing. Ground ball, third base. Zach Fisher, long throw. It is high, and it gets away. And Miles Rich will be on via our first error of the game. That'll go down E5. Fielded cleanly by Fisher at third, but a high throw. And Rich is on to lead things off, and now Dylan Herring steps in. Simpkins out of the stretch, first pitch inside for ball one. Haven't seen him much out of the stretch today. He's out of the stretch now. Quick glance and fires. This one is fouled out of play. And it's 1-1. Herring struck out his first time up. 5 strikeouts for Simpkins today, and he throws over to first base. Rich is back. in time. 7-0 Onega lead here in the top of the fifth. Simpkins' next pitch, fastball low. It's 2-1. Simpkins quickly works. Another fastball. This one's up. Now 3-1. With A.J. Reeves due up next. The Dragons need to get something going. Get themselves back into this game, and that pitch misses inside for ball four, and that'll help. Now 2 on and nobody out. A.J. Reeves, who popped out in his first at-bat, steps in with Rich at second, Herring at first with nobody out. Dragons have a long way to go, though. 7-0, they trail here on the road. The battle of top 10 teams. First pitch swinging, popped up, center field. And coming on to make the catch, Rich is going to try to tag. There's the throw to third, and does Fisher get the tag in time? He does not. Just off target on the throw. Runners at the corners now with one out. And it was a near double play. Reeves flies out to center. Kelzer nearly gunned Rich down at third, but the throw was a little bit off, but Fisher nearly made an incredible tag. Double play would end the inning. Runners at the corners. And Grant Meyer, the freshman who struck out his first time up, steps in with those runners at the corners, and he pops up the first pitch. And into the street behind us for strike one. The Rich reached on an error. Herring walked. And now a potential double play to short. There's the second for one. The throw is low and not in time. So two outs. And Rich is still at third base. So no run is in. Herring is thrown out. It's a fielder's choice. Myers at first. But now two outs with runners at the corners. And now it is Hayden Carney. Top of the order. It flips over. He's 0 for 2 today, but an RBI chance here. First pitch high for ball number one. A 1-0 count, two outs. Top of the fifth inning. 7-0 Onega. Dragons trying to score here. Carney pops it up, slams the bat in frustration, and the ball drops anyways after miscommunication between Dorsey and Fordham. And that is another error, but a run scores, and it's now 7-1. So a couple of errors in this inning for Onega. And the Dragons are finally on the board. They trail 7-1. Runners still at the corners. Oh, and they're going to get the out at third on a little trickeration from a steal attempt from first to second. So they throw out Meyer at third base, and that ends the inning. But a couple of errors allowing the Dragons to get on the board. So we've played 4.5. It's 7-1 Onega. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Ronkirk's Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ronkirk's Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From painless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ronkirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
Kellerman Insurance, where our business is built on a foundation of thoughtful client relationships.
I'm Rob Wilson. I've been with Kellerman's for 16 years. I take care of the claims and work with customers to discuss options for their autos, motorcycles, boats, side-by-sides, along with classic cars and trucks. I want to be your local contact person when you have questions about your policy or claims, not the person that places you on hold till you get frustrated and hang up.
We've been here, trust us, based on our 121 years of combined insurance experience. Give us a call or visit us at KellermanInsurance.com and see what we can do for you today.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, Valley Falls, they got on the board in the fifth. They did not record a hit. A couple of errors by Onega, allowing a run to score. 7-1 is our score. Buffalo's in front as we hit the bottom of the fifth. Battle of top 10 teams in Class 2-1A. It has been all Onega here. Really from the jump, they scored one in the second, three in the third, three in the fourth. Now they come up here in the fifth. It'll be 9-1-2 in the order with Dylan Magnet to lead things off. He is 0-1 with a strikeout and a walk. He'll be followed by Coulterman and then Zach Fisher. 7-1 Buffalo's here as we start the bottom of the fifth. Carney's first pitch is fouled away. Four strike. Right now, unofficially, seven runs on six hits for the Buffaloes. They have left seven on base. Carney's next pitch, a little bit inside. Now one ball and one strike here to Magnet. And Valley Falls, one run on two hits. They have left three on base. There's a swing and a miss on a pitch low and in the dirt. And it's now one ball and two strikes. Defensively, the alignment's still the same. For the Dragons, you got Evans at third, Cervantes at short, Reeves at second, Nellis at first. Carney pitching, Coleman catching. Rich in left, Meyer in center, Pickerel in right. Here's the 1-2. In the dirt. Off speed, evens up, two balls and two strikes. Onega's going to host a Class 2-1A regional here in a couple of weeks. These two teams at the top of those standings. And there's a strike three call on the inside corner, and Magnet's down looking for a second time. Lineup flips over. Jackson Coulterman steps in. Nobody on, one out. Bottom of the fifth, 7-1, the Onega lead. He has popped out, he has struck out, and he has walked and scored. First pitch by Carney in the dirt for ball one. Other teams in this regional, the Dragons and the Buffaloes, you got Troy who's sitting there with 12 wins. They're in the three spot right now, Jefferson County North and Jackson Heights in that 4-5 spot. Other teams include Wabunsee and St. Mary's, also Blue Valley and Horton, so that's regional will have a play-in game with the bottom two, with the winner of that one advancing to take on the top seed in the quarterfinals. There's a foul ball by Coulterman, and the count now two balls and one strike. So again, these two teams will play another one today after this one, cap off the doubleheader, and then they could potentially meet in a regional final in a couple of weeks. There's a swing and a miss. On a pitch that was well up, Coulterman kind of slams that in frustration there, now 2-2. Carney's still on the mound, trying to get the first out of this frame, and the next pitch outside, and the count runs full. Three balls and two strikes. Or correction, trying to get the second out in this inning. Here is the 3-2, and a foul ball, and Valley Falls coach taking one off the arm on the right side sitting over there, but he's good to go. Tell you what, I would not feel comfortable sitting in that spot. For that particular reason, another 3-2. This one is hit well and foul. Do it again at 3-2. Coulterman, Fisher, Simpkins. Top three in this Buffaloes lineup. They have scored five of the seven runs. Very productive here this afternoon in this first game. Another 3-2 pitch coming. One out, nobody on. And this one is roped towards left field, and that drops in for a hit. And on a 3-2 pitch, Coulterman, a line drive single to left field. For his first hit, he has now reached base for a second time. Now one out single now will bring up Zach Fisher. And we might have a pitching change here and it looks like we do for the Dragons. So a pitching change is coming. With the Buffaloes leading 7-1, we'll step aside back after this here on KNZA.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Don't you wish there could be one thing you could still rely on these days? Something you can depend on? Look to Denison State Bank. Yes, situations change constantly, but we know how to react to them with the steady wisdom that comes with 120 years of experience.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's tough to find a mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is a premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Pitching change for Valley Falls. The freshman, Carter Pickerel, now on the mound for the Dragons. Hayden Carney will now move and play shortstop. Cervantes goes from short to third. Evans goes out to center field. And Meyer moves over to right field. So Rich in left, Evans in center, Meyer in right, Cervantes at third, Carney at short, Reeves at second, Nellis at first, Pickerel pitching, Coleman catching. Bottom five, 7-1 Buffaloes. They have one out and one on. And Pickerel will face the top hitter in the lineup for the Buffaloes here to start, senior third baseman Zach Fisher. He struck out his first at bat, but was hit by a pitch, scored at third, and then scored after a double in the fourth. And Pickerel out of the stretch. First pitch. Pops out of the glove. Inside, ball one. And that allows Colterman to get up to second base on the pass ball. So runner at second, one out. Fisher with the 1-0 count. 7-1 Buffaloes here at home. Pickerel looks back and fires. That one skips in the dirt for ball number two. So a 2-0 count here on Fisher. Came into today with a batting average of .532. Again, he's one of our most recent athletes of the week. Head on over to MSESports.net and see what he did last week. Really what he's done all season as he takes another one high, and it's 3-0. If the Buffaloes can somehow score four in this inning, that would end the game. They got one out and a runner at second base. They have a long way to do that. Pickerel's pitch is high for ball four. Honestly, not a bad play. I don't want to leave anything out over the zone with Fisher, and now Colby Simpkins comes up, who drove in two in the fourth with a single. He has walked and scored, and he has also grounded out. Now first and second, one out, bottom five, 7-1 Buffaloes. Simpkins steps in against Pickerel. Pickerel's first pitch is high for ball one. That was the miss for Carney for most of the game before he was taken out. A lot of his misses were up. And really the last three pitches for Pickerel have all been up. On a 1-0 count here on Simpkins, Pickerel out of the stretch, fires. That one's in there, knee high for a strike. And it's 1-1. Colterman at second, Fisher at first. 7-1 Onega lead here in the bottom of the fifth. As Pickerel once again out of the stretch fires, and this one is low, and it's two balls and one strike. With L.J. Kelzer due up next. Well, the clouds are splitting up a little bit over left field. Behind us is a different story. Where we are down the right field line. We did have some rain in the middle of this game. It was raining before the game started. Next pitch low by Pickerel, now 3-1. And then between about the second and third innings, we got a pretty good rain shower. Since then, it stopped and temperature cooled down a bit. Wind picked up a bit. Right now, pretty calm. Just a little bit cool right now. Here's the 3-1. In the dirt, ball four. Now the bases are loaded for L.J. Kelzer. So after Magnet led the inning off with a strikeout, a single, a walk, and a walk have loaded the bases for L.J. Kelzer. A sophomore center fielder has driven in one today with a sac fly. He's also flown out twice. 7-1 Buffaloes here in the bottom of the fifth. And a chance to add to it. The base is loaded and one out. Pickerel fires, and this one's hit down the line but foul. A little bit out in front. Was Kelzer, it's 0-1. Flew out to center in the second, had that RBI sac fly in the third, and then flew out to left in the fourth. Pickerel out of the stretch, replacing Carney earlier this inning. Quick pause in the action as that foul ball comes back in. And now back to it. As Kelzer steps back in. Colterman at third, Fisher at second, Simpkins at first, one out. Next pitch is low, and it's one ball and one strike. Buffalo's one in the second, three in the third, three in the fourth. Another foul ball. It deflects off the lighting down the line. Karam's back into play, and it's 1-2. So one ball and two strikes. Kelzer needs to protect. The base is loaded, and one out here in the bottom of the fifth is team up six. Pickerel's pitch in the dirt, 2-2. Jeremiah Dorsey due up next. Pickerel fires, popped up. Left field. Rich running in on it, makes the catch. Potential play at the plate. There's the throw, and there's the tag for the double play. A flyout, and the sacrifice is none. What a play by Rich and throw in left field to end the inning and retire the side. So after the bases loaded with one out, Buffaloes leave them stranded via the DP. We head to the sixth. It's a 7-1 lead for Onega. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302, and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Time for a spring checkup on your AC unit? You want to make sure they're working right on that very first hot day. Contact John's Repair today to schedule a $99 special to clean the unit, check the Freon, and change the air filters. Contact John's Repair today, 785-969-6400. That's 969-6400.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
Kansaland Radio.
To the sixth inning we go. Buffalo 7, Dragons 1. As the Dragons got a big double play to end the last half inning. Buffalo's had them loaded with one out. But a fly out and then heck of of a throw by Miles Rich from left field to gun down Colterman at home plate for the double play. Emkins' first pitch, ground ball, Zach Fisher at third, long throw, Race Fisher with the catch, and one pitch and one out as Coleman is down for a third time. Zach Evans steps in with a single and a line out, takes a first pitch strike. Cervantes will follow. Evans was showing time. The ump didn't give it to him. That next pitch is in there for a strike, and it's quickly 0-2. Simpkins working quickly. Off speed gets away, and it's 1-2. With a 7-1 Onega lead, they scored one in the second, three in the third, three in the fourth. Valley Falls got their lone run in the last half inning thanks to a couple of errors. A 1-2 count here, one out, top six. There's a line shot into left field, and that's a hit. And the second hit of the day for Zach Evans, and he's at first with one out. And Cervantes now steps in. He's 0-2, couple of line outs. He's hit him hard both times. First one right to second. Then the fourth, he lined one to right field where Fordham didn't have to move an inch to make the catch. And the first pitch he takes there low for ball one. He's got Evans at first with one out. His team down by six. Now that one gets away and Evans will take second with ease. So Evans now into scoring position with one out. And a 2-0 count here on Cervantes. Simpkins' next pitch, ooh, fastball right off the back. Cervantes, that probably didn't feel too hot, and he'll take first. So Carter Pickerell, the freshman right fielder, 1-for-2. He has a single and a strikeout. He's got two on and one out. Here in the top of the sixth, Onega with the 7-1 lead here at home. Valley Falls, number 8 in Class 2-1A coming in. Buffalo's number 6 in the classification. Simpkins' first pitch, ground ball but foul. Left side, 0-1 here on Pickerell. That's from the right side. Simpkins' hard-throwing right-hander. Next pitch, swing and a miss. And it's 0-2. Early and often, Simpkins was getting ahead of the count, just pounding the strike zone. Good example here, now 0-2, just a bit inside, 1-2. Pickerell's single came back in the second, and he struck out in the fourth. Evans at second, Cervantes at first, 1-2, just missing again inside, now 2-2. Miles Rich, the sophomore, in the on-deck circle. Dragons running out of outs here. Next pitch a little bit outside, and it goes to 3-2. Dragons are down six. It's 7-1 here in the top of the sixth. They got two on and one out. Now this one is drilled down the left field line, but it's going to tail foul. And the count stays full. 3-2. Simpkins gets the sign, looks back at second, the 3-2 in the dirt, ball four, and the bases are loaded now for Miles Rich. So after a ground out on the first pitch of the inning, a single, a hit batter, and a walk have loaded the bases for Valley Falls here in the sixth, and now Miles Rich, the sophomore, a big chance here to try to get the Dragons back into this thing. Simpkins out of the stretch and fires. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. It's 0-1. Rich flew out to right his first time up, reached on an error, and scored in the fifth. Simpkins again. Another hard fastball. Swung on and missed. Bases loaded, one out. Count, no balls and two strikes. Here on Rich, the pitch. Ground ball puts it in play, and a diving effort gets away from the shortstop, and everybody is safe. Potential play at the plate, and they are safe. Couple of runners are in. So a ground ball towards the center, right at about the second base bag. A diving attempt there by the shortstop, Coulterman, knocked it away, pushed it out to shallow center field. Everybody is safe, and two runs are in. Cervantes, a heads-up play it around second and get home. Pickerel's at second. But Rich reaching and driving in two to make it a 7-3 game. Now Dylan Herring takes a first pitch strike. It's 0-1. And a ground ball here right side, and that finds the hole into right field for a hit. And a little hesitation from right field. My Fordham didn't get it in quite, but they stopped the runner at third base in Pickerel. And now the bases are loaded again as Herring comes through with a single to right. A 7-3 game, and the Dragons threatening for more. Still just one out. First pitch by Simpkins in there for a strike to A.J. Reeves. Including Reeves, the last four batters, freshman, freshman, sophomore, freshman. This is a very young portion of the lineup. Now Simpkins jumps ahead at 0-2. But the Dragons have scored two. They're down four. And a ground ball. Another one put into play, and that's into left field for a hit. One run is in. They'll hold everybody after that. It's a 7-4 game. Reeves with an RBI. Pickerel in from third, Rich to third, Herring to second, Reeves at first. And now the Buffaloes will have a meeting in the center of the diamond as the Dragons are coming back. They have plated three to get within three. The bases are still loaded with one out. Zach Evans had a single and a run scored. Cervantes scored after being hit by a pitch. Miles Rich had the two RBIs with his hit. Herring singled, and then Reeves singled in a run. And now it's the number nine hitter, Grant Meyer. The bottom of the order coming through right now for the Dragons. In the late stages of this game, getting them back into it. It is 7-4. Buffaloes in front, top six. Three have scored for Valley Falls. Still one out, and the bases are loaded. First pitch to Meyer is swung on and missed for strike one. Meyer struck out his first time up, reached on a fielder's choice. And his last at bat. Next pitch just missing inside. One ball and one strike with the top of the order due up next. The Dragons did what they needed to do. Get some runs across, get himself back in it. Next pitch is high, now 2-1. Rich at third, Herring at second, Reeves at first. 7-4 Buffaloes here, top six. Another pitch is high. And now it is 3-1. A walk would score a run. And would cut it to two. That one is in there for a strike. Meyer was taking all the way, and you could tell that Simpkins took a little bit off to make sure he was a little bit more controlled with that one over the plate. Here's the 3-2. Low for ball four, and it's a two-run game. What an eye there for Meyer. He walks in a run. As Rich is in from third, Herring goes to third, Reeves up to second, and now it's a 7-5 game. Dragons have scored four here in the sixth. And now a ground ball right back to the pitcher who throws it home for one to first for the double play. So the Dragons get a monster inning. What could have been more is ended by a big-time double play. That goes 1-2-3 to retire the side, but things get a lot more interesting. Four score for the Dragons, 7-5 as we go to the bottom of the sixth here on KNZA.
Taryn Ray, Consumer Loan Officer at the Farmers State Bank.
We offer competitive interest rates and terms on new and older vehicles. If you have a car that you found that you're interested in and you give me that information, then I can give you a look at your payment amount and if that fits in your budget. So you can go to a dealership and buy a car with confidence.
Hometown banking with your neighbor and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed three new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons. That's bale beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, we got ourselves a different ball game here as we begin the bottom of the sixth inning. Going into the top half, Onega was leading 7-1, but the Dragons played four runs in what could have been more. But Hayden Carney grounded into a 1-2-3 double play with the bases loaded to end the inning. But it's a 7-5 game as we hit the bottom of the sixth here. Buffaloes now a little bit different feel after dominating most of this game. The Dragons are now pushing it towards the end. Dorsey, Fisher, and Fordham. 5-6-7 in the order here for the Buffaloes. Pickerel back on the mound, and the first pitch to Jeremiah Dorsey is inside for ball one. 7-5, bottom six. Buffaloes at home with the lead. Pickerel's next pitch in the dirt, ball two. Dorsey has reached three times. He has driven in two. He has singled, he has doubled, he has walked. He has scored twice. Good afternoon for Jeremiah Dorsey. Next pitch is low, ball three. Well, after the Dragons tallied four, to get right back in it, the last thing you want to do is allow Onega to add to this two-run lead. Next pitch, high and tight. Four-pitch walk, and Dorsey's on for a fourth time. There's Race Fisher, junior first baseman. He has doubled, also was hit by a pitch, and has popped out. Dorsey at first, nobody out. Temperature cooling down a touch. Pretty calm winds. First pitch is in the dirt. So Pickerel is thrown five straight out of the zone to begin this inning. Now Race Fisher, a long look down the third baseline, getting the call. A 2.5-step lead for Dorsey at first. Next pitch inside. Now 2-0 on Fisher. Buffaloes 1 in the second, 3 in the third, 3 in the fourth. 7-5 lead here in the bottom of the sixth. Dorsey at first. Pickerel looking back at him. Fires. And it's high. 7 straight out of the zone and the count's 3-0. With Colby Fordham due up next. Pickerel out of the stretch, looking over at Dorsey at first, and that is ball eight. Back-to-back four-pitch walks to lead off the bottom of the sixth. So Dorsey to second, Fisher to first. And now Colby Fordham. The Dragons are going to have a quick meeting on the bump. After getting back in it with four runs in the sixth to get back to within two, the Buffaloes have looked at eight straight pitches out of the zone and have their first two men on. And it looks like we will have a pitching change here. So we'll take a timeout. We'll come back, let you know the adjustment, but the Dragons trying to hang within two. It's a 7-5 game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Duran and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Duran with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Third pitcher of the afternoon for Valley Falls in a tough spot here in the bottom of the sixth. After the Dragons scored four in the last half inning to get to within 7-5. It was Carter Pickerel who walked the first two batters. And now Miles Rich will try to limit any kind of damage here. As Pickerel now will play left field. Rich was in left field. He's now pitching. And Colby Fordham, number seven hitter in the order. First and second, nobody out. 7-5 Buffaloes here, bottom six. And Rich right out of the stretch. Looks back at second and fires. It is low for ball one. Dorsey is at second. Fisher's at first. Next pitch by Rich. Also low. So the first 10 pitches between Pickerel and Rich have been outside of the strike zone. 2-4 pitch walks. Now a 2-0 count here on Fordham. And the pitch. Swung on. It hit out towards left center field, and it drops in for a hit. Coming on is Pickerel to get it in, but a run is in, and the Buffaloes add. It's now 8-5. An RBI single for Colby Fordham. His second run driven in today, his second hit of the day. Dorsey scores from second. Fisher stops at second. So first and second. Still nobody out, and it's now 8-5. First pitch by Rich, in there for a strike to Hunter Lehman. Lehman has walked, he has struck out, and is lined out. Got first and second with nobody out. Buffalo's getting a big insurance run and a chance for more here in the bottom of the sixth. Ground ball, playable at third. Cervantes just get the easy out at third, and everybody else stays true. So one out, first and second now for Dylan Magnet. Magnets walked, struck out a couple of times as well. First and second, one out. 8-5 here in the bottom of the sixth. Rich, first pitch low, showing bunt was Magnet. The ball gets away and everybody advances. So Fordham to third, Lehman to second. Now base hit, could play two. Rich out of the stretch in the pitch. A little bit outside. two balls and no strikes. Rich, long look at third, now fires. Next one is in there for a strike. Counts 2-1. Race Fisher at third, or correction, Colby Fordham at third, excuse me. Lehman's at second. Rich out of the stretch. One has scored. 8-5 Buffaloes, bottom six. Next pitch is high. Now 3-1. The top of the order due up next. Big pitch coming up here for Miles Rich. And it's in the dirt, ball four. The bases are loaded. Second walk of the day for Magnet, now Jackson Coulterman. The bases are loaded with one out here in the bottom of the sixth. Buffaloes have scored one. Their lead is three at 8-5. This was after the Dragons scored four in the top half of the frame to get right back into it. First pitch by Rich in there for a strike to Coulterman, who was popped out, struck out, walked, and singled. He has scored a run. But a big RBI chance here. Rich fires. Popped up, out of play. And it's quickly 0-2. Rich likes that sign, shakes for approval. Here's a big 0-2, just a bit inside. One ball and two strikes on Jackson Coulterman. Fordham at third, Lehman at second, Magnet at first. 8-5 Buffaloes, bottom six, trying to add more. And a swing and a miss at a ball in the dirt, and that's going to be strike three. Everybody's got to get back, and that's going to be the second out. Second time Coulterman has struck out today. That'll bring it up now to Zach Fisher. So Fisher has struck out. He's been hit by a pitch. He has doubled and has walked. So he has reached three times. He has scored twice. Bases loaded, two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. One run is scored for the Buffaloes. Their lead is 8-5. Rich, first pitch is high for ball one. Well, the Dragons, again, they did plate four in the sixth themselves, but cannot afford, I think, to give up any more here. Give yourself a chance in the next half inning, down three. Fisher takes one inside. It's now 2-0. That's on the right side. Rich is a righty. It'll open on his stance. Here's the 2-0. Ripped into left field, and a sharp single's going to score at least one. And everybody else moves up a base, and it holds true. But it's an RBI for Zach Fisher. Sharp single to left, and it's now 9-5. Fordham in from third. Lehman up to third now. Magnet at second. And Fisher with the RBI and the base hit. Now 9-5 Buffaloes and a chance for more with Colby Simpkins. First pitch gets away low, ball one. Everybody holds. Big pair of insurance runs here in the sixth, and maybe more. There's a strike at the knees by Rich. It's one ball and one strike here to Simpkins. Confirming that with the home plate umpire. And the pitch. Bit inside. Two balls and one strike. Buffaloes controlled the pace through the first five innings. and a 7-1 lead. Dragons scored 4 in the 6th to get to within 7-5. But the Buffaloes have added 2 here in the 6th to lead 9-5. Next pitch is low, and now it's a 3-1 count on Simpkins, still with the bases loaded. Lockwood played another. Pitch by Rich. And it's outside, ball 4, and that will bring in a run. The Layman in from 3rd. Magnet goes to 3rd. Fisher moves up to 2nd base. Emkins now at 1st. And it's now 10-5. Big insurance runs here for Onega. 3 have scored in the inning. And now it's a double-up advantage for L.J. Kelzer. Kelzer takes the first pitch strike. Hit into a double play his last time up. He's also flown out a pair of times and also has a sac fly. Base is loaded, 2 outs. Here's the pitch by Rich. Ground ball through the middle, and it finds its way into center field. 1 run is in. 2 runs are in. And it's now 12-5, and they're going to get an out at 3rd. Coming off the bag was Colby Simpkins, so he's tagged out, but nonetheless, those 2 runs count. And we head to the 7th, 11-5. Buffaloes get key insurance runs. And we're back for the 7th right after this.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green Snap and wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473. Or check them out on that there internet online at wilsontireks.com.
Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Well, big insurance runs and a huge bottom of the 6th inning for Onega after letting the Dragons back into it. 7-5 going into the bottom of the 6th, but Buffaloes tack on 5 runs on 3 hits. They leave a couple on base, but now a 7-run advantage to the 7th. It's 12-5. And Simpkins try to finish this thing off as he will face 2, 3, and 4 in the order with Coleman, Evans, and Cervantes. First pitch is fouled away for strike 1. Coleman's 0 for 3. A couple of strikeouts and a ground out. There's a ground ball. Good hop for Zach Fisher at 3rd. Sharp throw in time for out number 1. That'll bring up Zach Evans. 2 for 3. He's got a couple singles and a run scored. 12-5 Buffaloes. And the Dragons down to their last 2 outs. Could be 1 here. High fly ball to right field. Coming on to make the catch quickly is Fordham, and 2 outs. And now it's up to Dylan Cervantes. Dragons down to their final out. Simpkins trying to go 1-2-3 to close the game. First pitch in there for a strike. Cervantes hit by a pitch in his last at bat. He scored one of the 4 runs in the 6th. Now swing and a miss here for strike 2. So he's down in the count, 0-2. And a strike away from this game being over. The Simkin shaking off a couple signs, now likes the third, the pitch, and a foul ball. Try it again at 0-2. Well, these two will play one more. And a half hour once we conclude here with this one. There's a swing and a miss, and just getting a piece. Stay alive is Cervantes. So we'll do it again at 0-2. And the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, and that'll do it. And a big strikeout ends the game as the Buffaloes win it by a score of 12-5. And we'll recap it and close it out when we come back.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Juarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Well, plenty of runs and a top 10 matchup here at Onega this afternoon. And the home team Buffaloes hold on. They get some big insurance runs late. And they beat Valley Falls by a final score of 12-5 here in the first of their doubleheader. Brandon Tabb and Kirk Hillman, one final time with you. Thank you so much for tuning in as we run through these unofficial numbers here in the 12-5 victory for the Buffaloes. They now move to 14-3 overall. Number 6 ranked team in 2-1A. Dragons drop to 14-5. Number 8 in Class 2-1A coming into this one. So for the Buffaloes, 12 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors. They left 11 on base. And for the Dragons, they had 5 runs, 6 hits, no errors, and they left 5 on base. We'll play another one here in about 25 minutes or so. A little bit chilly, but nonetheless, two of the best teams in Class 2-1A going at it. Want to appreciate all the listeners, of course, for hanging with us here this afternoon. And had a lot of fun doing this one for you. Again, we'll have potentially one more game of the regular season next week. We're off Monday. Potentially a broadcast next Thursday. We'll see how it all shapes out. But nonetheless, 2 weeks from now, we will have plenty of coverage of regional baseball and softball tournaments. These two teams could ultimately play in a regional championship, potentially, in a couple of weeks. But nonetheless, final score, Buffaloes win it over the Dragons by a 12-5 final. For Curtin Studio, I'm Brandon. Thanks for listening to our broadcast here today on the MSC Sports Radio Network.